It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio. Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
And a good Saturday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio sitting in for Dick Newman this morning. Dick's at the Hall of Fame, Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame banquet or convention up in St. Cloud. He's on the board of directors there, so filling in for Dick here this morning. And we're going to kick off the spring season. Well, Dick actually did that last week, but I'm kicking off the spring season with Darby Bjergon's in the studio to talk Loch Pearl Valley Baseball. Good morning, Darby.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, here we are again, back at it after a state tournament run last year.
We had practice for the first time outside last night, and I was talking with one of the players, and he just kind of reflected on our first time being out and how long it had been since we were doing our infield outfield, and it seemed like state was so long ago. So and now we're already back at it, and it kind of feels like we kind of pick up right where we left off.
Yeah. That was a fun year, wasn't it? A fun state tournament run. Playoff run.
Yep, it was a lot of fun. The boys had a great time, got a lot of good experience and memories to be had for a very, very long time.
Yep. Try to duplicate that this year, right?
Well, that's our goal. Yeah, that's our goal. We're excited to defend the section title, I guess, is the way we talk about it in practice, and we know that we have a target on our back and stuff like that, and that's okay. It's a different kind of pressure, and that'll be a fun challenge for us this year, too.
All right. Well, you're here to introduce your team to us, and we'll talk about the conference and the section, and so I'm going to turn it over to you, Darby, and tell us about the Loch Pearl Valley Baseball team.
Sounds good, Paul. I will. We are coming back. We lost quite a few seniors from last year. We lost 7 seniors, all which played significant innings and logged innings on the mound and at-bats at the plate. So we have some spots to fill, but we also bring back some experience that was vital for us on that state tournament team. I'm going to just list off our 9th through 12th graders here. Seniors that are on the team this year, Tyler Earp. Tygan Allpress is coming back. He took a year off and ran track last year. He's coming back to play this year. Matt Arndt's a senior. Landon Weber, Davis Patzer, Brock Bierneld, Brendan Sherb, Baxter Kulloff. Those are our seniors that are coming back. All saw action last year, some significant action. Some were looking to get innings in, and we just a solid team. Now it's their year to step up and get those innings. Juniors coming on the team will be Nolan Smith, Malcolm Lilliard, and Brant Schomer. So we have 3 juniors. A bunch of sophomores, Leo Borsted, Kyler Kep, Kaysen Heineke, Jace DeLean, Gus Holm, Grant Bierke, Gavin Mortensen, Gavin Meyer, and Charlie Hansen. And now we've got some 9th graders jumping into our 9th through 12th program this year, which are moving up from the junior high team. That'd be Tristan Seeley, Tanner Tilbury, Owen Meyer, Max Young, Jackson Fernolds, Harris Borsted, Evan Schliemann, Carter Moen, Bryson Danzizen, Angel Hernandez, and Alex Nyan. So we're excited about the numbers we have, 9 through 12. It puts us right above 30, and it's tight to get us all in the gym, but we manage it, and they're working well together.
Wow. You know, all those names you mentioned, Darby, they're familiar because they're coming up through. You got a pipeline to varsity.
Right. A lot of familiar names, whether it's brothers that have played or even their parents that have played. The very familiar names. Some of the players I played with their dads or their uncles. Yep. And stuff. So it's a lot of fun to be able to coach these guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of baseball experience from all those names, too.
Yeah. You know, these are a lot of baseball names that you hear from our area, and just a tradition that keeps going on, and it's kind of a really, really sentimental or fun thing to have in the area is seeing these names come back through.
There's a Fernolds on the roster?
There is a Fernolds on the roster, yes.
And
yes.
I remember Ann Fernolds telling me this, that she thinks there's a Fernolds on a Madison roster. I mean, dating way back into the 40s and stuff.
Yeah, we've talked about it, and there's always been so Ann's my mother-in-law, so we talk. Yep. Baseball quite a bit in the Fernolds family. It is. It's a lot of baseball talk, and which is a good thing, and there's quite a few years where there's been some sort of relation in some aspect, and if not a Fernolds, then I guess the married into the Fernolds side of the family. Yep. So Yeah,
it's, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's a fun, rich tradition that we hold on that side of the family. So.
All right. So, how many seniors did you say you had?
We're sitting at, with Tygan joining, we've got 9 seniors, which is awesome because we like that veteran experience. We're looking for these guys to step up and take that leadership role, which some of them are doing a really good job. We have some 3-year starters coming back with Brock Bierneld and Dylan Keimig. They've been starting on the varsity for 3 years. Davis Patzer would have been a 3-year starter, but he had a knee injury his sophomore year. So he had 1 game in his sophomore year and had to take the rest of that year off. But he started last year as a junior and now coming back this year as a senior. So significant innings coming back on the mound between Brock and Davis.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, who's on your pitching staff?
Right.
Because that's very important.
Yeah, last year, you know, we had quite a few arms, and that's really what helped us get through the section tournament through
the
loser's bracket.
Count.
Yeah, with the pitch count. And it, once you lose in that section tournament, to come back and keep winning is tough, and you really need the arms. And we were able to get that out of our guys. And I look back, and some of those guys went complete games, which really saved us, and that was a huge boost. So coming back from that year, that last year's team is Brock Bierneld. He went 5-2 last year on the mound. His ERA was 1.85, and his WHIP, which is walks, hits for innings pitch, is 1.15. So he had a real nice WHIP and ERA. And Davis Patzer would be the other guy that's bringing back significant innings for us. He went 4-0 last year. He had an ERA 3.35. with a WHIP of 1.78. So,
for our listeners, what is WHIP?
Again? So WHIP stands for, it's just another statistical phenomenon in baseball. I'm a stats guy, I look at that. WHIP stands for walks, hits, for innings pitched. Okay. So a low WHIP, you know, if you're below that 2 and between the 1 and 2, it's usually a pretty good WHIP score for pitching.
Okay. So thanks for explaining that.
Yeah. No, it's whether it's worth anything, who knows, but it's something that I like to look at because walks and hits add up to being runs. So if you can keep your walks and hits down, that's usually a pretty good stat to go by.
So have you been outside to practice yet?
You know, yesterday, the last couple days, we should have been on Thursday, but we like to keep our fundamentals and stuff still inside because it's just, once you go outside, it's a little bit different. But yesterday was our first time outside. It was wonderful. Balls, we got arms out, and we all just talked about how great it was. Great it was to finally get outside, and now it sounds like we might be stuck back inside coming up beginning part of the week.
Yeah.
So,
who's on your coaching staff this year?
Yeah, so on the coaching staff, my JV coach will be Braden Kittleson. This will be his second year as the JV coach. Coming back for his, I believe it's his 29th season as a assistant coach or JV coach is Josh Benson. So
Josh is back.
Yeah, Josh had his last child graduate last year in Kale, and I was just hoping that he'd come back, and he said, you know what, I love baseball, and I really don't have anything else to do in the spring, so I'm going to keep going as long as I can, or as long as it's still fun for me. And I said, I will take you as long as you're having fun and still enjoy it. So, it's really, I look at it as a co-coach, because if we have questions, we just throw it back and forth. Yep.
What year is this for you?
This is my third year. Overall, you know, going back to when I first started at Minnewaska, and I don't know if I've taken a year off, and I'm 21 years in teaching. So somehow it's just
21 years of coaching baseball. Then?
Somewhere, not necessarily a varsity level coach, but somewhere doing something like that. Yes.
Got a ways to go to catch up with Bart then. Huh?
I got a ways to go. So, right. Also helping us out at the varsity level is Mark Bierneld as a volunteer assistant, and then in the junior high we've got Brian Moen back for. I asked him how many years. He didn't remember how many years it was, but he said a lot. And helping out with the 7th grade for the first time as a returning player is Ryder Drugsma, is going to help us out with the 7th grade team. So I'm really excited to get Ryder on the staff and get after it. And he was practicing yesterday with the 7th graders inside by himself, and he said everything went well, and he's having a good time with them, and they're looking good. So
that's neat when the former players can come back, huh?
Yeah, you know, we last year we had Wyatt Halverson help us out, and he's stopped in a few times, but he's really busy now with the farm. And something else coming on the way here shortly for him. He's got a lot of priorities at home, but we would take him back anytime he can come back and help out too. So, yeah, anytime you get former players come back and help is a big benefit because they know what our expectations are and they kind of know how we run the program.
Okay, any more on the roster there? Are we covered?
It's pretty much where it is. You know, if we look at last year's stats, we're bringing back some at-bats and stuff. That's one thing as a team that we're looking to improve is our hitting statistics and stuff like that. We do feel like our pitching is a strength, and we feel like our speed's a strength, and we've always been aggressive on the bases. And our guys, if we're looking at our stolen bases, we had 90 last year, and two of our top guys are bringing back 15 and 21 with Koenig and Patzer. So we're excited. We have more speed that we haven't used here yet that'll have varsity experience coming up. And, yeah, we're ready to get outside and start running the bases.
All right. Let's talk about your schedule and what the conference looks like.
Yeah.
Camden Conference.
So we open up. Our first game is going to be April 8th at home versus Hancock. That's a non-conference game. And then we're busy that first week. We go to RCW for our first conference game, and then we're going to head down to RTR for a section game for that first week. And, you know, I don't want to go much further than that because you never know with Minnesota weather how we're going to go. But we're adding a few new teams this year that we haven't played. We're adding an ACGC, so we go to ACGC, and we're going to go to Minnewaska this year also.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully they'll come back and play us at home.
Your former stomping grounds.
The former stomping ground, yeah. I know the head coach up there. Okay. So we were looking for more games, and they're like, yep, we'd love to play us. So said, let's get it scheduled, and it was
Are you in any tournaments over the season?
We'll have our one tournament that we have at home. It's not so much a tournament. It's more of a round-robin kind of a deal. And we'll bring Border West. We'll be coming. And in the past, it's been Why Me for many years. And we just said, why do we keep playing each other so many times throughout the regular season? So we brought Adrian, I believe, is going to be coming down to play in that tournament, which will be fun because they're a section team. And we don't always get them from the south. And this will give us a chance to get a look at Adrian.
Okay. Let's talk about the conference.
Sure.
Besides yourself.
Yeah. You know, Camden is tough. Year in and year out, they can bring decent teams. And at the top, I think Dawson's going to give us a challenge. I think Dawson's going to be very strong. I think KMS usually brings a solid team. Minioto will be solid again. YME brings back a JV team that did really well last year, and I think they had a pretty good run during the summer. With some arms coming back there. Most of those teams are also in our section. I also see Murray County Central. They had a young team last year that we saw in the playoffs. I think they'll be tough. So you just really never know unless you're scouting their JV and stuff like that, what they're going to replace. And that's the fun thing about high school is you kind of learn on the go and you make adjustments during the game or in the next time you see them.
How about in the section?
Yeah, Murray County Central will be tough down there. Trying to think of who else we saw last year. I think Adrian brings back quite a bit of experience. And otherwise, the conference teams such as Dawson and YME, I think they'll be tough in our section, too.
It's going to be another battle, it sounds
like. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, that's
keep
the way you want
everybody healthy.
It. Yeah, that's the hope. You know, you go into the season hoping everybody's healthy and keep the arms fresh. But things happen, and then you make adjustments as the year goes on.
Okay. Anything else, Darby?
Well, I just like to thank the community. We sent out letters as a team looking for support and fundraising since we don't have our own booster club. And the support that we get from these guys sending out letters and writing their names and just thanking parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles or just friends of the family they send out has been outstanding. So that just does so much for our team. Last year's fundraising, we bought a new indoor pitching mound, which the guys love. They're easy to move. They're turf, everything. They're long enough so our tall guys, such as Baxter Kulloff, aren't falling off the front end because he's so long and his legs. And we bought two pitching machine jugs machines with that fundraise money that we just been hitting off all spring so far. So nice. I can't thank the community enough. And if you didn't get a letter but are still looking to donate, we just get a hold of me either at the high school or contact me through whatever app or messaging you need to, and we would love to have your support, and all that money goes right to the kids and to the Lacaparo baseball.
Yeah, it takes a lot of money to run a program.
It does. You know, we get a little bit from the school, and we take advantage of that, but then there's the extra needs that can help our program get to that next level, and I just can't thank the community enough and how supportive they are of us and what we're doing.
That's right, and a lot of improvements at the Madison ball field, too.
Right, yep.
Are still happening, ongoing.
Yep, correct.
Looks like another busy summer, spring and summer.
Yep, we're ready to get year two going off with the new stadium at the MBA. And I for all the workers that have been there and all the volunteers for concession, I appreciate that too. And that's for all summer, not just high school baseball, but for all summer. And people have commented how much they love the new concession stand and where it's located, because they would work it all the time because it's in a great location where you can still watch the game.
And the press box has air conditioning. The
press box got air conditioning and heat now for these early games, so it's going to be awesome.
Oh, heat up there too.
Yes, yes.
Well, I thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. It is really nice up there.
All right, and the first game is?
April 8th against Hancock, so let's hope that that one, at home, let's hope that one can happen. I know Corey Beadle is excited to play us. He's the head coach at Hancock, and we saw each other at the state basketball tournament and talked a little bit, we're excited to get the season rolling, and it's always fun to start off with a non-conference, so then, you know, the pressure isn't there, but yet you get to get some experience before it jumps into the real conference and section games.
All right, I'm just thinking I need to get myself a new Lockbrow baseball cap.
Yep, I'm going to the closet looking for one right away. See if
we're both hat collectors, aren't we?
Yeah, I've got a slew of them, and so do you, from what we were talking.
Yeah, all right. All right, anything else? Did we cover everything
there? You know, I'm sure I missed something, Paul, but we got a lot of the year left. So I should mention that our junior high has got about 30 kids out, so that's 7th and 8th grade. That's awesome. So if there's any junior high kids still out there, hey, we'd love to have you. We'll take as many athletes as we can get and go from there. So,
all right. Thanks a lot, Darby, for coming in. Do we talk to you next Saturday? You don't have a game this week.
We don't have a game this week.
So we'll just kind of bypass next Saturday.
Play it by your
coach of the Lockbrow Valley baseball team. We'll take a commercial break. John Sherb's in the studio to talk track. We'll be right back after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Kip at the Country Butcher says beef prices may be on the rise everywhere, but not at the Country Butcher in Dawson. We're keeping our prices exactly the same throughout March. No markup, no surprises. So hurry in before April hits. Visit us today and stock up on your favorite cuts of beef. That's the Country Butcher, located on Main Street, Dawson, owned and operated by Kip Stender.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Monica, Easter's coming up.
It sure is, Paul Ramo, and Monica's is in full bloom. I have gotten so much new spring merchandise in, and you will see a lot of color in every room, and I've gotten a lot of jackets and spring striped tops, vests, jeans, shorts, capris, crops, and new reversible dresses, and grab a new dress for Easter. Shop Monica's in Dawson on Chestnut Street, Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook and enjoy a dark chocolate sea salt caramel when you arrive.
It's the season opener for the Dawson Boyd Blackjack baseball team this Thursday at Nelson Field. They're going to host Border West, first pitch, 4:30. That's Border West and Dawson Boyd in baseball. Thursday afternoon, 4:30, right here on Q92. Tune in.
I'll be fine. I won't.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Lockbrow Valley Dawson Boyd track, boys and girls. And in the studio with me is the head coach, John Sherb. John, what year is this for you?
Plus 30.
Plus 30. You lost count?
Oh, no. I know what it is. It's just a number I look at. I'm just thankful I'm able to coach as long as I have every year. That's the way I look at it. It's for me, it's coaching one year at a time. That's what I look at.
But this is difficult. You're a three-sport coach, and you've done that for many, many years.
Yes, I've been.
Love doing what you do, huh?
I love what I'm doing, and also, you know, I've been very fortunate. I have a family that supports me with it. That's the biggest thing. If you look at coaching, is having a family that supports you on it. If it's tough on a family, then it just can't be done. But I've been very fortunate to have a family support. And then also I've had good coaches around me allow me to coach, too. And so it's really been fun.
All right. So a year plus 30, whatever, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll talk about your assistant coaches here in a little bit. I think they got you beat.
Yeah, they do. They got me beat. They're my coaches. How about that? That sounds better. They're actually my coaches.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's introduce your track team to us this year.
We got a lot of new kids, bouncing kids. You know, we've got our core nucleus, which is pretty nice. We're going to have some depth issues on some spots, but I think there's some take us over. So if I start with the seniors that are out, we've got Dave Torgerson, and I'm going to combine both boys and girls. So if you hear the names, thinking, are you talking boys, talking girls? I'm just going to combine them both and go through my list. I'm going to take the returners, and I'm going to go through, and I'll look my new additions I have. But Dave Torgerson is senior. He's been a sprinter for us. His sister, Becca Torgerson, she's kind of bouncing a little bit of some hurdles. She may look at some mid-distance. Cade Solom, who's been our mid-distance kid. Noah Meyer, who's been our thrower and also has been jumping in our sprints. Isabel Long-Henry. Also senior is our thrower in shot and disc. Carson Grippy is a new one out. He will throw shot and disc for us. Sadie Hacker, a sprinter for us in one and two. Tayden Clark will be our mid-distance. I think Tayden, we're going to kind of tweak him a little bit because he's got a lot of speed, and we're going to see if we can maybe sneak him into that more of that rotation of a 400, 800 rotation, just because you start looking at down the road, you know, at the state meet, trying to get the state meet. Our section is beyond strong in distance. We have, like, for example, you look at the mile, they have the top two places returning from last year. State champion, state runner-up are both returning. And so it's very tough to get out of the mile because you only take two people out of each section, so it can be very difficult. So then I'm thinking that eight and that quarter may be something we're going to tweak him a little bit and see where he can go with that. But he's got, and he'd be a core in that. And also Gavin Carl is our other distance runner. Those two guys are pretty much, you know, two peas in the pod that really work well together in there. Brayson Boyk, who has been a stellar, you know, he's been to the state a lot of times, and he's a big-time jumper for us and runner for us. And so, you know, he will be defending state champion in the triple jump. So we're hopefully to get him back there and defend it and win another one. That's our goal in there. And same thing. And
I think he just won a state championship in.
Yeah, he just added another one. He's adding nice medals to his hardware, you could say. A state championship in basketball is really, really neat for him, too. So we're hoping to get maybe three more. I mean, he's legitimately. He can very easily win the long jump, high jump, and triple jump state. The only bad thing is every year it's tough because in the second day of events, you're long jumping and you're high jumping at the same time. So you're going from one pit to the other pit, back to the pit. So you're changing your style of competing, and that's a tough one. It's beating them up a little bit there. But our goal, again, we'll get there back in all three, is to get them there, and then hopefully we'll come back with three out of there. That would really be nice. But, again, time will only tell. We'll just take it one step at a time and go there. So he will be, you know, kind of the leading one. You know, hopefully some of these young ones will keep watching how well he works and does things. So they'll have that. Get into our juniors. Ella Stock, Clarissa Ramirez, Micaiah Poos, another one of our mid-distance gals and more of a 800, 400 girl. So it fits in there. Another one I did forget, and I don't know how I forget her. Addie Tufto is one of our seniors who's just been a stud for us all the way through the years she's been there. She is, you know, like I mentioned with all these kids, she's going to be kind of her and Sadie are going to be kind of our gurus of the sprinters. As I always say, with girls, so they're going to be the mothers of the young ones. They're going to kind of hopefully lead by example. So Addie Tufto, who's been into a lot of section meets and has placed very high in section and has come a lot of hard work, she will be in that boat with it. Then also Alexis Olson in our jumps and our hurdles. Gabe Lowry, get him healthy. We got some good news that the damage in his knee wasn't as bad as he had carried over, so hopefully that will be good. Tanner Callis, who was really a nice surprise for us last year, he could do a lot of things. He could float from a mile all the way down to a quarter, which is hard to believe, but he did that very well for us. He'll be moving around there. Morgan Anderson in the jump, she's a junior. Sadie Rosendahl, also she's in there with as a jumper, 200, 400 girl in there. Paisley Martinson, we got her back. She was off last year. She had an injury. or hopefully get her back into the fold of everything and into that, you know, 4x8, 800, 400. We can kind of move her, see where she can handle herself. Annika Lalum, another sophomore in there. She's a jumper, tall gal. Hopefully we can get her in there, moving it, landing her some. Been a kind of a distance runner for us, been moving in that mile and 2 mile. Mason Botham, a sophomore. Riley Borman, also a sophomore in there. He's a hurdler in there. Peter Hale, ninth grader. Jalissa Ramos, a ninth grader. She's going to really be floating a lot in the sprints, so the basically two and fours. Cameron Olson, another ninth grader. Jake Johnson, ninth grader. Angel Alonzo, ninth grader. Mary Holmgren, ninth grade. Madison Daly, Celeste Jenkins, Scott Oswald, Beckett Anderson, and Jack Selkirk. And now we're getting into the eighth grader. So, and Bryn Glege, an eighth grader in there. She's one that has qualified in the state as a seventh grader in the 800. Was a really important key of our 4x8 open four. So she's a gal that hopefully we can build her off from a seventh grader to eighth grader stronger as we go. Kenley Kranz is a new one that came in, and she's going to help us a lot. Macy Coyer, sprinter for us. Caden Brent, Tali Hursum, and Matthew Botham. If you fit in there. And Matthew was a letter winner for us as a seventh grader. He had a real good distance runner. Hopefully we can get him back into that. Then we also, like I said, got Celeste Jenkins in there will help us. We have a foreign exchange student, really a lot of potential. I know Coach has been looking at her and just kind of liking what she's been doing, and she has been really filling into there. And I always screw up on the names. So I got to make sure I'll find as we go. You know, you never get the good ones, the easy one, but
easy names, for
easy names to say. But I'll dig that. But she has been a great dish. So I think we got about 62 kids out for track, wow. 7 through 12. There's going to be some seventh graders that are going to help us. There's on both boys and girls. I think number because we're short on numbers and short on events. But again, we've got kids that want to be there and want to excel, and that's what you want. And that's what you always, you know. There's some kids that maybe could be out, but they don't want to be there. So like I said, we take what we got and we go with it. So right. Very good numbers and good kids to work with.
Good. And, of course, you need coaches to go along coaching 60-some kids.
Yeah, and
you can't do it by yourself.
No, and that's the nice thing. I've got a lot of coaches that I just let them coach. I don't even, you know, you got distance, you got sprints, you got jumping, you got throwing, you got all those covered. So the nice thing is the coaches are taking the areas, and then I just sit back and I can make sure they're covering. I'll pop in, help them off and on, but I don't have to – you know, basically minimize what they're doing. I trust what they're doing, and so it has it. So our returning, basically, we have one changeover in our returning, but Paul Lowry's back to do our throwing, does a really good job with that. Joel Voorhees is kind of tweaking right now a little bit. He's working with the jumpers, helping with Kester out and then the jumping part, but he's also trying to tweak into, we have pole vaulting coming in now. We just got our brand new pole vaulting mats in yesterday, so they're all situated and ready to go. So we are going to start incorporating the pole vault back in the system as an event for us to try.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
So, and that's it's.
Do you have pole vaulters yet? Or?
We've got about six kids trying it, and it's going to be a trial and error. We're not going to have people jump, you know, going to jump 12 foot and 14. We're not going to have the state champion coming out right. We're just trying to get kids, if they can get ride the pole and get over a bar, that'll be our first step, and then maybe we can bend the bar. I mean, we got a lot of things. It's a lot of technique.
When I was in high school, John, I could always high jump higher than I could pole vault. Pole vault's not easy.
No, it's not. A lot of technique. I know Ben Travis has volunteered to come out and help Joel a little bit with because he vaulted in high school. So he's given some understanding of what some things, how to go through technique. And so he's helping with that on that. So that's, you know, with Joel doing that. So we're trying to get that incorporated. Our new one is Bentley Boyk, has taken over for Dave Thompson. Dave Thompson has retired, but Dave Thompson's also another of my volunteer coaches coming back. So that helps up. But Bentley's is going to wear off covering the hurdles, helping that way. And that Zach Gierman, who was last year, he's going to stay at the junior high. He's helping with our sprinters, trying to get them incorporated there. Then again, I probably can never go wrong on this, and this is, I hope I never do, is I've got assistant other coaches that are volunteering at the time. You know, like Darby had said, you know, it's nice to have some volunteer. I've got some really good volunteer coaches that I would trust, and I've had them as coaches in high school, so that does help a little bit. You know what they can do.
They were your coaches?
They were, okay. Yes. Okay. Yep. So Ron was my coach there. So Ron Kester is back as a volunteer, and he's got 40-plus years, so he's got to beat by a long way.
Actually, he told me this will be his 49th year.
And he knows his stuff. It's amazing the way he can see things in that jumping event. The technique is so awesome. And, you know, that's what you kind of like with that. And so he's back. Ted Albers, another one. He was a coaching in Appleton for the minute, and coached at Lockefeller, then retired also. He's back volunteering, working with the high jump and also working with the hurdles. Then Dave Thompson is back. He's coming back out there off and on, helping us out in the relays, helping us sprint and kind of helping with kids moving stuff around. And then, like I said, Ben Travis is coming also, going to help out with the pole vault, trying to get the pole vault kids and just to work that and work technique in. So we've got a lot of staff, you know, but when you look at it, you get number of kids and you've got, you know, 18 events on each side you can do. So you've got 36 events you're doing. So you need to have a lot of coaches around with that. And like I said, I've got a very good staff and to be very fortunate to make my job a lot easier is with what they do. So, you know, and the other thing I really haven't mentioned too is where we're also taking the beam, we graduated some serious horses off last year's team. And, you know, we lost Ayanna Hasted, who was, you know, a perennial hurdler, high jumper, a lot of points there. You know, then we also lost James Weber, another perennial, you know, hurdler. So we're losing, and that's a lot of depth there in points. Eli Hagelin, another one, he was a high jumper. He's actually jumping Concordia. I saw him jump at an indoor meetup at Concordia, so we lost him. And then Haley Anderson kind of was another big core, she was our thrower. So we've got a lot of kids. Horses got a lot of points, but now we're going to have new ones to try to score points.
Yep. Tell our listeners a little bit of how is track scored and you're in a conference. Talk about your conference a little bit and maybe who's going to be tough.
Well, it's scoring on placing in events. Some meets you'll score the top six places, and you know, it's a 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 1 if it's a 6, and if it's a scoring 8, then it'll add 5, 4 in the middle, so then you score 8. And, you know, more points you get, the better it is. You know, and 18 events going, you can score a lot of points there, but it comes down to a lot of, you know, of important things. You know, like the boys team now has been fortunate. We've won the conference 2 years in a row. We're going to try for number 3, and it's not going to be easy. You know, we nickel and dime. Any point you can get is huge, and it comes down to one point here and there. So it's the scoring and placing are important. So conference-wise, you're going to – Cambie Manio and McCrae. McCrae, I think, is the first time they've upset Cambie's string of conference titles on the girls' side. And I know they graduate a few out of there, but I think it's going to be a dogfight with those two. And then it's going to be interesting who fits in after that, you know, when we have all the conference schools we have. But I think it's going to be those two on the girls' side. Boys is who's healthy and who's got the numbers. You know, we were fortunate. You know, we had a lot of big point scores that stepped up for us to really solve the problem. You know, we scored in almost every event that we were in and had some big events. We're probably going to have a little bit down on some of the big events, but that means we're going to have to nickel it up a little bit. But, you know, last year we had a dogfight with McCrae Renville, and then also Lakeview was kind of that dogfight. But, you know, Camby's always in there. Yeah, Tracy Miller. You just don't know until you get going because, you know, you get a new kid that joins the team that didn't do anything or does come out. It's really, really a variable that changes fluid. Not like some other sports, you know, because who's coming in. This, you can pick a kid off the street that could come in there, and he could be a stud for you, and you never thought of him. Just don't know.
Right. Is it the West Central or Camden Conference?
Camden Conference,
okay.
Camden, you know, then if you look at sections, it's going to be the numbers game. You know, Monty has always had great numbers, and they've always placed. I think they were third at sections on the boys. The girls were back a little ways, but they've got numbers to work with. I think the boys team, we tied with them at state for scoring. I think we were tied at fifth at state last year, so in my head. So it's tough with their distance crew. They're going to score a lot of points down there. So, you know, then you get a couple ones. If you have a horse and you get about four other guys to jump in there, you can score some points too. So, I mean, you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes if you can score 80 points at the section meet, you're probably going to win it. So, and that's not a lot of points. But
what year was that the Lockport girls? They won the state championship with two girls,
yep,
Amanda
two.
And Nikki.
Yep, that was 05 they won the state title then, just with those two kids. And it's how you put them together and you go with them.
I remember that. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We were just, and we never even thought about it. You know, when Sherry Hansen had the girls team and we were talking about it, we never saw it coming. We knew we could score some points, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, we started calling events. Love's like, oh, we're in the thick of things. And Sherry's eyes were very big, and Ryan Giles was assistant with her, and those two did a really good job to get that one.
I think it was at Steve Bly's run walk memorial thing, Amanda and Nikki were there. So, I got to take a picture of you guys. Remember that?
Yeah, and those were two fine athletes, great athletes, also great person and people. Great. That's what you love when the program, you have someone that goes through and does that and see them in their future.
Okay, anything else, John, on track?
Or we're going to try for a meet on Tuesday, but I don't think that's going to materialize.
Where's that at?
We're supposed to go to Morris on Tuesday. Okay. I don't see us having it. I think we're going to be pretty much shut out this next week. And then Thursday, we're supposed to have an early bird at our place on Thursday. I really don't think anything's going to materialize with what they're talking for precip, and temperatures are going to go backwards on us fast again. It's going to be cold and damp, and this ground's not
a threshold that you rule that you go by? Or not?
Every coach has a different philosophy. Okay. I have a philosophy if it's going to be, if it's 30, if it's 43 degrees at 1 o'clock and it's supposed to drop by the time you get to race in the 30s, we're not going to go.
Right.
It's just distance runners don't care. Their hamstring, but a sprinter, you go when it's that cold, they hate you. And you can't, again, with the injury, the season gets to be so short, you can't take a chance of injury. So I try to limit that down. So I look at myself for what's best for our team for meets.
Right. All right, John, thanks for coming in, and we're looking forward to talking to you every Saturday morning about the track season. And if you get your meets in, then we'll talk next Saturday.
That sounds good.
All right. All right, Head Coach John Sherb of the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boyd track teams. We'll take a break. We talk with Austin Ireland on boys tennis right after this.
Thursday on an all-new Postcards. Rungi Cars in Alexandria builds custom bespoke aluminum sports cars. Plus, Josh of the Daily Lunch brings joy to Marshall through sharing his sticker art. And Anna Spickelmeyer reconnects with her artistic side in Madison. Join us for Postcards Thursday at 7 p.m. on Pioneer PBS.
Don's Food Pride in Appleton, Tim's Food Pride in Dawson, and the Montevideo Market is having a total store inventory reduction closeout sale. 20% off your total purchase. That's right, 20% off your total purchase. Some exclusions do apply. Sale ends April 1st, and that's no April Fool's joke. Sign up to receive our weekly ad and exclusive special sales, events, and discounts by scanning a QR code located in each store or on our Facebook page. Scan now and save. Save money by shopping Don's Food Pride in Appleton, Tim's in Dawson, and the Montevideo Market today.
Chan Hassan Dinner Theaters brings you its most popular show of all time, Grease. You'll hear all your Broadway musical and the movie. Join the whole gang at Rydell High. We'll sing, we'll dance, we'll bring you back to high school life in the 50s. Poodle skirts, bobby socks, the soda shop, and drive-in movies. Grease, it'll rock your socks off. Order your tickets today. Visit ChanHassanDT.com.
See a movie this weekend at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing in Theater Number 1 at the Grand. It's Disney's Snow White, rated PG. That's Snow White in Theater Number 1. And in Theater Number 2 at the Grand, it's a Looney Tunes movie, The Day the Earth Blew Up, starring Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, and all your favorite characters. The Day the Earth Blew Up, Looney Tunes movie in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand in Madison. It's Saturday, March 29th. We say happy birthday to Mark Evian in Dawson, Amanda Bramer, Brian Arneson, Sarah Vick, Norma Powers, John Wager, Cade Robertson, Linda Giese in Canby, Owen Schindler, and happy anniversary to Bob and Fran Whitnabel on Saturday. Sunday, happy birthday to Jim Call, Deb Call, Sean Shocker, Sandy Bogard, Kathy Jussen, Mackenzie Strike Schumacher, Mike Will, Peyton Lesterberg Wilding, Mitch Wellnitz, Ron Dessenville, Katie Carlson. Happy anniversary Sunday to John and Ginger Tullison, Bruce and Colleen Hoyam. Hope you all have a great day. Happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to preview the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boyd boys tennis team. Their practice has been underway, and head coach Austin Ireland joins us. And well, here we go, Austin, another spring.
Yeah, it was spring. I don't know what this next week looks like, but last week we had some spring weather.
Yeah, that's what March is about. Snow one day and 80 degrees the next day, so.
madness. Yeah.
So, yeah, how many years have you been head coach for the Tet Boys Tennis team?
Well, I started coaching in 2015. This is my 10th year. I think it's been about five. I think it's probably my fifth year as a head coach.
Okay.
Quote me on that. But, it's been a 4 or 5 years, I suppose.
Okay. All right. Well, introduce your team to us.
Yeah, it's been an honor to be there these last 2 years. And with me is my assistant, Coach Brandon, Mr. Brandon Hurley. He's done a good job. He started the year after I did, so he's been doing this since 2016. We got some experience with that. We're not the young guys anymore, Paul.
Okay.
When we look in the mirror, I always think, oh, yeah, we're young. No, not really. We've been doing this for a long while. we got returning basically our whole team from last year. We lost Darren Rails. He ended up moving away. But we got our captains from last year, Luke Stock and Gunnar Olsen. They've been kind of doing our one and two singles. They can play doubles, too, but they do a good job. We've got a lot of other seniors on the squad, like Tony Reed, Mitchell Myers. Those guys have played a little bit of three singles. Mitchell did last year in four. And on doubles, and then Brody Boffin's another senior. Got a lot of talent there. A couple other seniors we have is Gannon Andrews. He's been at it for quite a while there. Did a really good job. Really smart kid. Good leader. Jeremiah Stevens is another one. He played a little bit of exhibition last year. A little bit of third double. So it'd be nice to maybe get him a full time spot. But we gotta earn it. We gotta come out and earn it. And I gotta say, we do have a lot of guys missing. There's about seven guys, both are all seniors, and they're all at Costa Rica trip right now from Spanish Club. So our Spanish class is in Costa Rica. So they made it the first day of practice, but I haven't seen them since, and I won't see them until later this next week. So okay. I can't blame them for going to Costa Rica, though. I mean, that's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal there. So
that's right. That's probably the only reason I joined Spanish class. All right. So you have seven seniors on the squad this year, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Who are they again?
Sorry?
Who are they again?
Gunnar Olsen, Luke Stock, Tony Reeve, Brody Boffin, Gannon Andrews, Jeremiah Stevens, and then we have Lucian Crosby, who I haven't seen yet, but he must be the one too. So.
Okay.
We got a lot of juniors here on the squad. Returning from last year, Hudson Giese and Brody Nelson, they put a big impact in a section individual tournament. They got the second round, kind of made some splashes. They got a lot of potential there. Brody, he's got to be like 6'5" and athletic. And then Hudson, he's a little shorter, but that he's got some. He hits the weight room, and a lot of our guys they hit the weight room, and that's good. I'm not really used to a lot of that. I hurt my. Whatever we're doing squats, I'm not really sure what a squat is, but they have fun with that. A couple other juniors we have is Cole Percy. He came out last year. He's out last year, a little more with exhibition. We have Thomas Felton. He played second doubles for us pretty much all year. He's another tall kid, pretty good athlete. And Aiden Menning, he's out here for the first time. He came out for a day in seventh grade, and then I haven't seen him since. And then he came back out again this year. I don't know, he's got that big house on Pine Street, so maybe he got lost in there. I don't know. But he's a good athlete, too. He's a sneaky good athlete. So I don't know where he's been. Like I said, maybe in that big house on Pine Street. Maybe, who knows? But it's good to have guys like that, good athletes. I'm just going to go down the list.
Yep, keep going. Yep, keep going. Yep.
We got one sophomore, Landon Hursum. He's his first year out. He's been trying to catch on. And then we got one junior. That's Thatcher Johnson. He's a great athlete. Thatcher Johnson. Yeah, he's our only freshman. And, boy, we could use a couple more of them. He's a really good athlete, really catching on pretty well. We have two eighth graders. Aaron Will, he came out again. He was out last year. Played a lot of exhibition. Him and Cole were kind of a dynamic duo, kind of a fan favorite. People like to watch Cole Percy and Aaron Will. They played a lot of exhibition last year. And then we also got Matt Both, and he came over his first year out. So we've got a lot of young guys, a couple young guys in there. And then Jason Schulke, too, he's been signed up. I haven't seen him yet, but he's on the He hasn't been in school yet either, so must, I don't know if he was sick or what, but we hope to get him out there and, you know, get some learning experience. Because we're going to have to replace that big senior class here, so.
Right. Yeah, those seniors, they've been with you for a long time then, haven't they? They got a lot of varsity experience under their belt.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's good to have it. It's tough, too, because a lot of them are, like I said, all of them but Brody Boston are in that Spanish field trip down in Costa Rica. So, you know, to have that leadership is great, but, you know, them being not being around is kind of filling some holes. You know, we have shorthanded on practice through that first week when we're outside, and that's okay, I guess.
Yeah. Anybody else you'd like to mention there, or did you get the whole team there, Austin?
I think we got everybody.
Okay. All right, let's talk about your schedule and maybe who's tough in the West Central Conference this year.
It might be easier to say who isn't tough in the West Central, no.
Yeah, who's all in? I'm a little confused with the tennis. I mean, it's not Camden Conference like basketball and stuff. How's tennis set up?
There really isn't a whole lot of those schools from the Camden. They kind of just molted it into the West Central and Camden. So we have McRae, YME, us, and then there's Montevideo, who's a very, they won our section last year. Benson, who's a very, very top heavy team, very solid team. And then up north, you know, we have like Minnewaska and New London Spicer. So I think there's seven or eight teams. But those are always a tough two in New London, and they're not in our section, so thank goodness. That gives our section a little more breathing room. But we're in Section 3A, so we get rid of those two schools, New London and Minnewaska, but we gain Redwood, Pipestone, and Laverne. So we got in our semifinals in the section last year. We ended up losing to Montevideo, who ended up in the finals, and they beat Redwood Valley to go to state last year. And then the other team in the semifinals was Benson. Benson, they lost a couple of seniors, but they still are very, very strong. They got a couple of Carlton boys and, you know, 6'7" Harold Hobbin. So they got a good thing going there for them. They'll be another tough team to beat in the section and the conference. YME didn't lose anybody. They were kind of like us. They were a young team. They didn't lose anybody. They took a game from us last year, but then we ended up beating them in that in the section time. So that's going to be another tough one to beat. Down south, Laverne and Pipestone, they've been kind of struggling lately. It's kind of, you know, they're kind of far away, so we don't really see them. We see them once a year, and then we see them again at section. So really don't know a whole lot about them. We just got to bring our A game.
Okay.
You know, I know Pipestone's got a really good college basketball type kid. That's out. So sometimes he's when he's there, he's good. But sometimes he got AAU and all that stuff. You know, basketball's out of his mind. And,
okay.
And he gets that a lot in the spring, Paul. You know,
right.
It seems like because our season's 8 weeks long.
Right.
It's so you know you have basketball and football and whatever cross country whatever. All those winter and fall sports are kind of seems like a more priority focus in a lot of these schools. And
Right.
Spring, it's just so short, and it's unpredictable. You might be indoors for 2 weeks in the spring.
Right. Well, talk about, are you be on the road all the time now since the, or you, where are you going to play your home matches?
Yeah, so we will be on the road. We'll be the Road Warriors again. It sounds like the court will be done probably not until June, end of June or something like that.
Okay.
But, we've been practicing out at the school at the old court. I did some patching in there. They're not the greatest by any means, but at least we're outside. We started season against Milbank on April 7th, and then on the road ever since. But you know, they did do a change in the section. We always had our, even going back to my playing days, we played our section individual and team tournament in Redwood, and we were always seemed to play outside. But there's four courts on the inside to play if need be.
Okay.
Their outside courts have kind of gotten, you know, worn down over the years, so they changed us. Now we're going to play all indoors down in Sioux Falls. Very similar to what the girls did.
Okay.
There's a lot of excitement about that. So
good.
Yep. You know, we got the last 3 years, we've kind of gotten girls down to the state tournament. So maybe we got some luck down in Sioux Falls. So we'll try with the boys team some luck down there too. But
okay.
The nice thing is you can stream it. You know, that's a really nice thing that Youth the Brother Match Point is kind of by the Pentagon and all that athletic complex down in Sioux Falls. very nice setup. They do a very good job. It's unfortunately, we do have to, you know, travel in hotels, but the kids, they aren't mad about that, I guess. I don't know why. Something crazy, but they're all excited for that.
All right. What's the nickname of the boys' tennis team again you call? I can't remember what you called them last year.
The bad guys. You know, the bad guys. Every good hero needs a villain, and we hope to be the villain in a lot of people that we play against this year.
What's the name again?
The bad guys.
The bad guys. Okay. All right. Anything else, Austin, that you'd like to mention? We cover everything?
I think so. You know, okay.
So you open up your season in Milbank?
Yep, in Milbank, a little four courts there. Yep, on April 7th. Hopefully, weather permitting.
All right, that's a Monday. Okay. Oh, well, no need to talk to you next week then, next Saturday on the Coach's Show, but the following week we'll have a couple matches under your belt, hopefully.
Hopefully, that's right.
All right. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
That's Austin Ireland, head coach of the Bad Guys, La Caprile Valley Dawson Point boys tennis team. We'll take a break and be right back with more of the Coach's Show after this.
Kip at the Country Butcher in Dawson. We're keeping our prices exactly the same throughout March. No markup, no surprises. So hurry in before April hits. Visit us today and stock up on your favorite cuts of beef. That's the Country Butcher, located on Main Street, Dawson, owned and operated by Kip Stender.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Paul Ramo back here in the studio on this Saturday morning. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Coach's Show. And tune in next Saturday. Dick Newman will be back in the chair. Thanks for listening.